Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The same gal that asked about the tattoo, I just love her spirit. She asked one more question here. She said, also, I know what God says about sex before marriage, but what does he say about being forgiven for the sin? I struggle with forgiving myself and letting go of it on a daily basis. What do you say to her?
Well, that's a good question that I think is probably relevant to many, many, many people across the country, because that's one of the areas where even Christians are struggling with. In fact, Susie, I must tell you that the evidence indicates that even Christians who have been walking with the Lord for many years are still having struggles in this area. And I think that it's one of the tools that the devil loves to use to get Christians so twisted out of shape that they don't know whether they're coming or going. Mm. And he especially loves getting a hold of a Christian with a sensitive conscience, trying to make them feel like worms before God, because Satan knows that if a person feels like a worm before God, their witness is defeated. You see, and so I think it's important that we understand what Scripture has to say about this. And it's kind of providential, isn't it, that we talked about 1 John 1:9 just a little bit ago?
Yes.
You know, that if we confess our sins, God is just to forgive us our sins. And I think that this is the remedy right here. God does not ask you to make a promise. For example, what he doesn't tell you to do is to say something like this: God, I know that I have fallen into sexual sin yet again, but I promise that if you forgive me just one more time, that I won't do it again. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, the person falls into sexual sin again, and not only they committed the sin again, but they've broken their promise to God, which God never asked you to make in the first place. Susie, did you know that when you became a believer, God, who is omniscient, looked down the corridors of your entire life, and he knew every sin that you would ever commit, and he nailed it to the cross? He didn't just forgive your sins up to the time of your conversion, but rather every sin that you would ever commit was nailed to the cross. And the Bible calls it in Colossians 2:14, the certificate of debt. You know, when a person was thrown in jail in Bible times, their crimes would be put on a certificate of debt and put on the jail door. When the person was released, it would be stamped, paid in full, and then you'd be released. Well, the Bible says that Jesus took the certificate of debt of each of our entire lives, listing all of our sins, and nailed it to the cross, and he paid it in full. In fact, Susie, did you know that that phrase, paid in full, is the exact same Greek phrase, it is finished?
Really? I did not.
Wow. It is finished. Jesus not only paid for your sins, but he did so completely. Now, all of this is the backdrop to my answer. You're forgiven not because of anything that you can do, but because of what Christ already did. And when you follow 1 John 1:9, that verse and the forgiveness that that verse is talking about has nothing to do with your eternal salvation, because that's already sealed. You are sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:30. But rather, 1 John 1:9 has to do with your sense of daily fellowship with God. When you sin, you're still saved, but your sense of fellowship with God is broken. Therefore, John says, confess and agree with God that you have sinned, and your fellowship will be instantly restored.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.